Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God program. Isaiah 10:33 and Acts 8:10. Behold the Lord, Tom Bell Hart. This man, Mr. Hart, is the great power of having the designation of God. Mr. Hart has spent 37 years studying and analyzing the content of the Authorized Version Bible, called AVB, also King James Version. He has taken Bible study and understanding to a level unequaled by any, and it is all for the good of everyone. God has truly put light in plain view. On this program, he puts forth his most unique light by sharing his findings with the world. Join him, God, and hear him out on Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. You will be better for it. God has come with an aggregate of information and preponderant evidence that is demanded by the papacy and therefore expected by the papacy and promised to be received, heard, and implemented by the papacy. The papacy has spoken to God in Mr. Hart in behalf of all Gentiles everywhere. The voice, the crucial matter of the AVB, of the papacy and the Gentiles, caught God's attention. Now they, the papacy and the Gentiles, must give attention to God and fulfill their task. No man feels the bill for God. Mr. Hart feels the bill for God. Isaiah 40:9 and 1 John 5:20. Behold your God. Tommy Hart, this is the true God. This is the information of the ages. It is the greatest news ever. It is unparalleled and absolutely marvelous. What is it? It is the content of the preceding 47 episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God program. This wonderful world-changing information is for all, and it affects all. Statements of interest. Things determined. 1. 1 Kings 18:21. If the Lord be God, follow, accept the authority of, and obey him. Psalms 118:27. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. What a declaration. Daniel 11:43. He, God, shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver. The law, Daniel 11:36, says that is determined shall be done. Today, I will speak on the record. The record of God. That is the record of God that is in the AVB. And the record of God coming from God himself. The book of 1 John has a statement in it. I've got to turn to it. 1 John 5:11. This is the record. the record of God. God found and recorded the papacy's curse against Africa and its aboriginal people, the black people. In that curse, which is recorded in the book of God, it's a matter of record. It's also taken from the authorized version coming from the papacy, Rome, Italy. In that record, there is found evidence of the papacy's curse against Africa and its aboriginal people. The curse can be viewed as objectives coming from the papacy to the Gentiles. The Gentiles carried out all of the objectives. The Gentiles were ordered to make war with Africa, conquer it and its people, enslave its people. The Gentiles carried those things out. To see a lifting of those objectives constituting the curse, one can find them in my book, the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. But as for the curse itself, it is a matter of record. It is recorded in the book of God, and it comes from the book of the law of God, the AVB. Also found in the record of God is the papacy's Passover law, the law of silence and deceit. Obviously, this law descended from the papacy to the Gentiles. In that law, the Gentiles are instructed to be silent on truth. Things recorded in the Authorized Version Bible, the Gentiles are commanded to be silent on, overlook them. Also, the Gentiles are instructed to teach deceit. These things are recorded also in my book, the Book of the Law of God, All Things Are Demonstrated Power of God. The Passover law can also be seen in one of the episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. To find that episode, look for the one with Passover in its title. The papacy's Passover law is a matter of record taken from the Authorized Version Bible and recorded in God's Book of the Law of God, All Things the Demonstrated Power of God. Also, in the record of God, there is the cancellation of the papacy's Passover law. God has canceled the papacy's Passover law, of course, and made it null and void. The Gentiles are no longer under the law of silence and deceit. The Gentiles are to speak truth. They are commanded to deceive not. That Passover law can be seen in one of the episodes, maybe two of the episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Look for the word Passover law to find the cancellation of the Passover, of the papacy's Passover law. These are important things found in the Bible and recorded by God. Also, we have the record of God's ban on the teaching of Jesus. It is recorded, it is first taken from the Bible. God acts on the commandment of the papacy in putting the ban or banning the teaching of Jesus, and it is recorded in the book of the law of God. All things are demonstrated power of God. Now the Bible says all things are ready. All things are prepared for immediate use. Please keep that in mind. Next, also, there is the record of the papacy's laborious writ on all things. In that laborious writ, the papacy gives God specific instructions, and, of course, God has carried out and is carrying out those instructions. To see proof of the papacy's laborious writ on all things, go to the episodes of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast and look for the title with laborious writ in its name, or just writ, W-R-I-T. Look for the word writ in the title's name. In the book of the law of God, that is the AZB, the papacy commands the Gentiles to be on the lookout for God. There is one word, one statement with having one word that says watch. I spoke on the watch in one of the episodes of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. For that episode, look for the one with, stick it here. It should have the word watch in its title. I did not put a key word here. Anyway, the papacy's commandment to watch is recorded in the book of God, taken from the Bible, and it can be found in God's book of the law of God, all things the demonstrated power of God. Keep in mind the scripture that I read, 1 John 5, verse 11. This is the record. I'm reading parts of the record of God, the record coming from God. Also, there are expectations concerning God. We have the record of the papacy's expectations concerning God. I want to read some of those expectations. So bear with me for a moment here. Bear with me one moment. Attempt to pull them up. Okay. We're going to hear some of the expectations concerning God. Okay, here we go. Some of the expectations concerning God. Acts 26:8, God should raise the dead. What have I done? I have raised the dead. Things that were lying latent in the ABD, I have raised. And I am bringing those things to the attention of all. Michael 7:9, he will bring me forth to the light. I have identified the Lord, all caps in the AVB. I have identified the papacy's role in the matter of written scriptures. The papacy's role in scriptures. Scriptures come from the papacy, Rome, Italy. He will bring me forth to the light. I have brought forth the Lord in the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. Isaiah 42:1, Isaiah 59:11, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. We look for judgment. Okay, the Gentiles have expected judgment. The papacy has expected judgment. And it says, God shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. And I have been doing that in the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God program. I will also speak of judgments today in this program. So they look for judgment, they expect judgment, and they get judgment from God in me. Isaiah 42:21. He, God, will magnify the law and make it honorable. I have identified the law of God. That law is found in Revelation 17:17, and it says, the words of God shall be fulfilled. And Daniel, I believe, 11:36 says, that is determined shall be done. These are things that have been determined, these expectations for God. 2 Chronicles 20:17, the Lord will be with thee. Psalm 57:2, I, the papacy, will cry to God Most High, to God that performeth all things for me. These things are evident in the things that I am doing, the things such as I have spoken about, the commandment, the order, render the things of God to God in the past few weeks here. There is a performance of this passage, God that performeth all things for me. It is good that everyone keep up with the episodes, pay serious attention to the information, study the information, because it all builds, you know, one episode builds on the other. It all goes together. Everything one thing complements the other. So keep up with the information. Follow the information. Take the information serious, as it is serious indeed. God performeth all things for me. Isaiah 42:13, he shall prevail against his enemies. Hebrews 10:30, the Lord shall judge his people. Luke 1:15, Zephaniah 2:11, he shall be great. Men shall worship him. Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power. It is expected that God receive power. I have received power indeed. I have spoken about that power, and I will continue to speak of that power. Ye shall receive power. The Bible says power belongeth to God. The Lord, all caps, has seated all power to God in me. I have been speaking about that for the past 2 or 3 weeks. Okay. Daniel 11:12, his heart shall be lifted up. 12, Psalm 102, verse 16, he shall appear in his glory. Okay. Revelation 1:1, he will show to his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And it's very clear that that is what I'm doing. That is what I have been doing for the past few weeks, showing to the servants of God, the Gentiles, the things which must shortly come to pass. John 4:25, he will tell us all things. John 14:26, he shall teach you all things. John 15:26 also, again, he shall testify of me. John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. And that decrease is seen in the Lord, all caps, exalting me as God and abasing himself. And that abasement is seen in the statement, the Lord, all caps, says to God, I am thy servant. The Lord, all caps, becomes the servant of God, and God is exalted greatly. Okay, that's just some of the expectations concerning God. All right. Those expectations are a part of the record of God. 1 John 5:11, this is the record. Also, there is the record of the papal signs of the presence of God on earth where no man is. The papal signs of the presence of God on earth where no man is. In Ecclesiastes 5, it is said, God is in heaven and thou on earth. I am truly on earth and I am truly in heaven. Heaven is space, and everything else that is somewhere occupying some space in the space called heaven. I would like to show some of those signs, if I can get to them quickly. All right, here we are. Signs of the presence of God on earth where no man is. Signs of the presence of God on earth where no man is. Let's see some of those signs. Okay, we have 2 Kings 20, verse 9, and Exodus 4, verses 2 and 17. This sign shalt thou have of the Lord. Thou shalt do, fulfill, deal with as is required signs. Show the signs and wonders that the high God hath wrought. Show signs and wonders, Mark 13:22. These are things which God shall do. 1 Kings 8:26, let thy words, I pray thee, be verified. Let's get to the signs themselves. The following are undeniably fulfilled signs. Okay, Isaiah 7:14 and John 16:14, the Lord himself shall give you a sign, for he, God, shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. And that is exactly what I do. One of the things I do, not the only thing I do, of course. I take from the word of the AVB and I show it to you, the people. I take from the AZB and show it to the people. That's a fulfilled thing. John 16:13, when he is come, he will guide you into all truth. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. I have shown the people the truth of the papacy's curse against Africa and its aboriginal people, black people. I have shown the people the papacy's Passover law. I have shown the people the expectations concerning God. And now, here we are with the undeniable signs of the presence of God on earth, where no man is. He will show you things to come. I have been doing that for the past few weeks. John 3:32, no man receiveth his testimony. I have received the papacy's testimony that is recorded in the AZB. And let me say this, the AZB is a book, it is a record book. My book of the law of God is a record book. And the things in my book come from the AZB, and the things that I do in my book, I am authorized to do them by the AZB. Also, I am empowered to do them by the AZB. Okay, he will show you things to come. John 3:32, no man receives his testimony. That is the testimony of the Lord, all caps, in the Bible. What the Lord, all caps, has said about him, he receives. Work the Lord, all caps, has given to me, I have received, and I do the work that the Lord, all caps, had given me to do. John 5:46, he wrote of me. Even in my speech today, you hear me speaking of the papacy and the Lord, all caps. He wrote of me. I speak of him. I write about him. Job 21:22, he judges those that are high. Those that are high were ordered to appear before God at the house of God at 12:01 p.m. January 23rd, 2011. Those that are on high were called to appear before God, but none came. That is a matter of record. It is recorded in the book of God. The call and the outcome, the result. Isaiah 31:4, he will not be afraid of their voice. The papacy's voice is found in the AZB. The crucial matter of the AZB is the voice of the papacy. It is the voice of the Lord, all caps. And as I said, follow the information, because we know there has been a change in power. There's been a change in power. I have been talking about it for the past few weeks. But please pay very close attention and keep up with the information that is coming forth. Keep up with it. Don't miss anything. John 4:25, Hebrews 4:12, and Psalm 94:11. Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. He is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, of the Authorized Version Bible. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man. My knowledge of the thoughts coming from the papacy is found in my speaking, in my teaching on this program, and in the things I write. I have here, 1 Corinthians 3:20, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise. 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord seeth not as man, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart, of the Authorized Version Bible. I have stated before, I have dug into the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, and these things that I speak come from the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. Proverbs 6:23, Genesis 1:4, the law of God is light. God saw the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. I stated earlier, I have shown you the law of God. Revelation 17:17, the words of God shall be fulfilled. That is determined shall be done. Daniel 11:36. And Isaiah 40, the words of our God shall stand forever. So in the work that I do, the words of God are being fulfilled. God accepts no man's person, Galatians 2:6. And I have stated that no man in the AZB is a nickname for God. We could call it a nickname for God. No man. Acts chapter 15 has a statement that is of interest to us. Acts 18. Let's see here. Anyway, the statement says, okay, Acts 18:15. It says this. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, look ye to it, for I will be no judge of such matters. If it be a question of words and names and of your law, I am instructed, I am commanded to look to it myself, see to it myself, take care of the matter myself. I have authority to explain, to interpret Scripture. I read earlier, you shall receive power. I have power to interpret Scripture. That's why I fill in the gaps. I clarify the matter, Bible matter. I interpret Bible matter. That's my job. I have received power from the AZB to do so. So, no man, a nickname for God in the AZB. Listen, Ephesians 5:14 and Revelation 22:5. Christ shall give thee light. The Lord and the Lord God giveth them light. I have said in an earlier broadcast that Christ is a title, and that title has been given to God by the Lord. All caps. The Scripture says, Christ is God's. Okay? Christ is God's. Render the things that are God's. Render the things that are God's to God. All right? Christ, the title, has been rendered to God in me, and I can do with the title as I see fit. The Bible, they asked me, the papacy, that is, asked me in the AZB, well, they tell me, tell us plainly, art thou the Christ, they asked. Well, that is my answer. I have, the Christ title has been rendered to me, and I can do with that title as I see fit. That's my clear answer to the papers. Job 41:25, he raises up himself. He, God, raises up himself. The papacy has raised God. I find the information in the AZB, and I show the information. Information in which the papacy exalts God. He raises up himself. In that sense, I do it myself, but of course, the raising is done by the Lord all times. To give an example, Psalm 118:27, the proclamation there says, God is the Lord, which has showed us light. That's a proclamation, and it's speaking about God. I have identified God, and the papacy says, the proclamation says, God is the Lord, all caps. And that's why I said keep up with the information, because there's a change. There's a change. The title of Lord of Hosts has been rendered to God in me. The title of Lord of Hosts has been rendered to God in me. In obedience, the Lord practices what he preaches. He has done with the title Lord, all caps, Lord of Hosts. He has done with that title what he said in the order that says, render to God the things that are God's. Okay? Lord, all caps, is a title. And that title has been rendered to God in me. All right. You can say in with this that the Lord all caps practices what he preaches. He said, give the things that belong to God, to God, the new God. And he does though, he does that. Right? The proclamation says clearly, God is the Lord, which has showed us light. What am I doing even now? Even now I am showing knowledge and giving understanding of Scripture. God is the Lord who has showed us light. The statement said earlier, the law is light. I have shown you the law that says what? The words of God shall be fulfilled. That's the law of God. That's the law concerning God. That's the law coming from God. Okay. And I've been speaking on that statement, render the things of God to God. I've been speaking on that for the past few weeks. The sign Luke 24:27, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. To hear me doing that even in this episode today. I'm speaking of scriptures which concern me. The wonders, this section on signs and wonders and the law of God, part one, and the law of God, part two. I'm reading from my book, okay? All right? But the sign, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. That's a sign to the Gentiles. these are signs that I am giving. Okay? God has raised up the Lord and will also raise up. Okay? That's 1 Corinthians 6:14. Psalm 44:21. He, God, knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. Papal secrets are disclosed in this document. The sign, he knows the secrets of the heart of the author of the AVB. Right? I've been speaking of secrets since coming on the air today. The secret of the papacy pierced against Africa and its aboriginal people. The secret of the papacy's path of the law. The secret of the papacy's laborious writ intended for God to receive. The secret of the expectations concerning God. The secret of the signs of God. And these things have been taught to the Gentiles. The Gentiles are not ignorant of these things. Okay? Let me read a statement. I'm going to the book of John. The book of John. Listen to this. I will read John chapter 18, starting with verse 20. I spake openly to the world. This is the Lord talking. I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple. And in secret have I said nothing. He's talking about the teaching, teaching the Gentiles. Why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said to them. Behold, they know what I said. And all along, that's what I'm doing. I'm reading things that the papacy has said. I'm reading things that the prophets have said. Okay? And the Gentiles have knowledge of these things. The papacy says they know what I said. That's verse 21, the last statement. Behold, they know what I said. The Gentiles know. They know what the Lord has said. They should not be ignorant of the signs of the presence of God. They should not be ignorant of the expectations concerning God. They have been told what to look for. Now, black people have not known these things. They can know them now because I'm teaching them. But before me, black people had not been taught the signs of the presence of God on earth. They had not been taught the expectations concerning God. They had not been taught they have not been well informed of the curse against black people that's in the Bible. Right? They have not been well informed of the Passover law that is in the Bible. And notice now, in the record of God, in my record, the record that I set forth, that I give, that I have things that are taken from Bible content, and I have things that are not taken from Bible content, such as my cancellation of the papacy's iniquitous Passover law. Okay? My cancellation of it. That's coming from me. My ban on the teaching of Jesus, that's coming from me. Why? Because I have received power to do these things. Okay? I have received power. Remember the statement says to me, ye shall receive power? All right? Okay, we must move on. So that's enough for the signs. Okay, here's another sign. The sign, Job 11:11 and Ecclesiastes 5:8, he seeth wickedness. Have I not seen wickedness in the AVB? Yes, I've seen the curse. The paper says curse against black people. He seeth wickedness, he that is higher than the highest regardeth. Okay. I have seen. And, of course, it is God who is called Most High. The papacy has rendered the Most High title to God in me. Render the things of God, render the things belonging to God, from the old regime to the new God in me. The sign, Proverbs 29:24, he hears cursing and beareth or reveals it. Now, what is written actually in the AZB is this. He heareth cursing and beareth it not. Okay, in my document, I have stricken through the word not, because that is not what is true. What is true, I hear cursing from the AZB, and I reveal it. So, the Bible asks, what is truth? Truth is God hears cursing, and he reveals it, as I have done with the papacy's curse or evil objectives, curse or objectives against Africa and its aboriginal people, black people. He hears cursing, and he reveals it. All right. These are signs, and that's enough of them that I have read. Expectations and signs that I have read. All right. Listen to this. For 6 months, God appeared as guest speaker on Blog Talk radio program Truth Will Out, hosted by Sister Ottawa. That he was on there from sometime in August 2008 to sometime in February 2010. This is the record of God. In March 2010, God started his own Blog Talk radio program, which he called Lawmaster's Law of God Broadcast. By means of his program, God informed the papacy and Gentiles of his presence on earth. God answered the papacy by means of a Blog Talk radio program. Isn't that something? That's what the record shows. That's what the record reads. Okay, the record shows that on October 17, 2010, the date God set for the first coming, Pope Benedict failed to appear before God with Queen Elizabeth, her son Prince Charles, and Prince Charles's two sons by his first wife, Diana. God set the date for the first coming in response to the papacy's or the papal question set in Psalm 42:2. And let me read that question. Psalm 42:2. Okay. Psalm 42:2. The question, when shall I come and appear before God? I answered that question and put out word to Pope Benedict XVI, and I informed him by means of a summons. and he failed to show. That's a matter of record. It is recorded in the book of God. It is God's record that Pope Benedict failed to appear before God at the time appointed. Okay. Now, the record of God shows God called for all monarchs and princes and heads of state to appear before him at the house of God, 12:01 p.m. January 23rd, 2011, but none came. It is recorded. It is in the record of God. The record of God shows promises the papacy has made to God. I will read some of those promises at this time. Here we go. The papacy's promises to and concerning God. I have here a promise, Isaiah 25:1. And, of course, God, the Lord is talking here to me, saying, I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Promise 2. He says to me, Lord, I will follow, which means obey, accept the authority of thee. I will follow thee. He calls me Lord. And that's Luke 9:61 and 1 Kings 19:20. Lord, I will follow thee. I will follow thee. Promise, Job 33:12, I will answer thee. All right. Now, Pope Benedict has not fulfilled that promise. He has not answered me, because the question is, how shall the Lord, all caps, answer me? The Lord, all caps, should answer me in and by the actions of Pope Benedict XVI, the sitting pope, the current pope. Okay? Next promise, 2 Corinthians 12:6, I will say the truth. Promise, Psalm 119:115, I will keep the commandments of my God. Promise, Acts 23:35, I will hear thee. Promise, Exodus 20:19, speak thou with us and we will hear. The word hear there means to listen to officially. Promise, Psalm 18:1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Promise, Exodus 3:12, certainly I will be with thee. Okay. With there, one of the definitions of it is being of the same beliefs, opinions, etc. Next promise, Numbers 32:31, as the Lord has said to thy servants, so will we do. Who is the Lord there? God is the Lord, which has showed us light. He says to me, as I have said to thy servant, as the Lord has said to thy servants, so will we do. Who are the servants of God? The servants of God are the Gentiles, Pope included. 2 Kings 2:6 and 2 Kings 4:30, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. These are promises, papal promises. Psalm 121:7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, promise, Psalm 80, verse 18, we will not go back from thee, we will not go back or withdraw from thee, God. Promise, Mark 14, 31 and Joshua 1, 5, I will not deny thee in any wise, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. These are papal promises to God. Promise, Mark 12, 14, Psalm 43, 3, Acts 15, 16. Psalm 119:142. Master, they're calling God Master, calling me Master here. Master, we know that thou art true. We, the Gentiles, know that thou art true. Oh, send not thy light and thy truth, and I'm doing that. And the promise says, I will establish it. Thy law is the truth. I know there's the law of God, which concerns me and the Gentiles and the Pope. There's also my law, which is seen in my counsel. One, my cancellation of the papacy is Passover law. Then it is also seen my law is there in God's ban on the teaching of Jesus. My law, okay? Law coming from me, that is. Thy law is the truth. The papacy, the Gentiles, are to follow and carry out my law, laws coming from me. Promise, Psalm 145, verse 6, I will declare thy greatness. Promise, Psalm 9:1, Psalm 73, verse 28, I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I may declare all thy works, promises, papal promises to God in me. Promise, John 16, 16, John 14, verse 18, Romans 14, verse 24, and 3 John, verse 14. Ye shall see me, I will come to thee, we shall speak face to face. Pope Benedict so far has failed to appear before God. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 11, such as we are in word, such will we be also in deed when we are present. Isaiah 41, verse 13, 1 Chronicles 17, 10, I will help thee, saith the Lord. I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore, I tell thee that the Lord will build thee an house. Promise, ask, and it shall be given you. Promise, Ruth 3, 11. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. Promise, Psalm 22, verse 26, your heart or the content of my writings shall live forever. Promise, 1 Samuel 28, verse 10, Psalm 91, verse 10, Judges 15, verse 13, Job 11, verse 18. This is the promise. There shall no evil happen to thee for this thing, the work of God that I'm doing. There shall no evil befall thee. We will not kill thee. Thou shalt be secure. Promise, Proverbs 8, verse 7, John 17, 17, my mouth shall speak truth. Thy word is truth. The papacy promises to speak my word, and they declare my word is truth. And if my word is truth, then my word is that which conforms to reality. And they must fulfill my word. The words of God shall be fulfilled. Promise, 2 Samuel 11, verse 2 Samuel 7, verse 11, 2 Samuel 7, verse 27, Genesis 20, verse 15, the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house. I will build thee a sure house. Dwell where it pleases thee. All right. Promise, I will praise thee for thou hast heard me. I have heard the papacy and the AZB. I have heard and I have responded. Joshua 8, verse 11, and Joshua 1, verse 16, we, all Gentiles, are your servants. All that thou commandest us, we will do. Promises, papal promises to God and me. Deuteronomy 32, verse 3, and Psalm 83, verse 18. Deuteronomy 28, verse 10. I will publish the name of the Lord. That is a function of the papacy right now. That might change. I will publish the name of the Lord, that men may know that thou, Tommy L. Hart, art the Most High over all the earth, and they, the Gentiles, shall be afraid of thee. They shall fear thee. Remember the commandment, Ecclesiastes 12:13. Fear God and keep his commandments. Those are papal promises that are made to God and me. They're not just words taking up space, right? Words to a real God, a living God, a true God, as the Bible declares that I am the true God. Okay. Now, that's the end of the reading of the record of God at this time. And let me just leave you with that today. I will leave you with the record of God. You have heard from the record. You have heard from the record of God today. The record of God is an important document. It is just as important as the crucial matter of Bible content. In the crucial matter of Bible content, we are talking about the Word of God. And in the record of God, the record that I have written and that I write, it is important as well. Trying to get back to my page now. Switchboard. Just bear with me here in these last moments. Waiting. Okay, here we are. Okay, so that's it for today. Join me again next week for another episode of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast.